Scrapping landlines. Let's talk about this. A recipe for disaster, says Over 60s campaign. That's interesting, isn't it? So plans to ditch telephone landlines could cost lives. The telecoms industry, backed by the government, wants to switch off copper and go digital in 2025. BT, Virgin and others say the new system will be easier to maintain and perform better. Yeah, but hold on a second. You can't get fibre, for instance, can you, unless there's still a bloke, which it normally is, going underground and pulling cables. So don't we still need a landline? And don't we need people still pulling cables underground, filth, muck, water and cold? So I don't quite understand this one. Silver voices say 999 calls will be impossible if there is a power cut, as the new digital voice phones only work with a household electricity supply. Fevzi Turkalp is editor of the tech advice site GadgetDetective.com. Hello, Fevzi.
Morning.
How big is it? Your line's perfect.
It's an ISDN line, which will also be shut down as part of this process.
Right. Is that right?
Yeah, because it piggybacks on a copper line.
We need physical lines, don't we?
We will have physical lines. It's just that they will carry packets of information in the way that the internet works, rather than being an analog signal, a wave of electricity travelling down the copper. It'll be packets. This will come, but end of 2025 is rather premature, and my particular concern is that there is a big overlap. The people who tend to want and have landlines are often people who do not use mobiles so much and have internet access so much. So that can be the older demographic. There are others as well. So, you know, we're hitting the people who are in some senses most vulnerable and most dependent upon a working landline. This technology will come, but it needs to be improved. For example, they could, as part of the system they install in each home, have an uninterruptible power supply. That's to say, a battery that's kept charged up, you know, during the normal course of events. Yeah. And then we'll at least give you a few hours or a day or two of use, depending on the size of the battery. They could do that. But it's still a problem, because essentially every home needs to have an internet connection of some sort or another in order for these new digital voice lines to work. Now, even if they're not charging you for it, obviously they'd prefer that you were a broadband customer as well, but even if you have the right not to have broadband and still have a landline, they still have to roll this out to everywhere, and it's not been done yet.
You know, every now and again the government comes out with some ambitious number saying, I don't know whether it's 100,000 or 500,000 a year, we're going to get people all on fibre. I mean, of course, it's absolute nonsense, because people still have to go underground and pull cables, and trying to get BT Openreach to work really effectively can be a bit of a challenge. I mean, I think that's fair to say. You know, where are we with all this compared to other countries?
I think we're somewhere in the middle. I mean, I think we do reliably. I mean, I'm not overly concerned by this sort of 2025 deadline, because I expect that to slip, and particularly because of the bad publicity they've had of communities cut off from emergency calls and phone calls. You know, we could do better, and you know, this government and previous governments haven't been great at, you know, delivering things within budget. They're largely relying on the private sector to do it, so they're not, you know, treating it like you know, a priority that they want to fund. They put some money towards it, but essentially they're reliant on private companies. And the problem is, it's like the postal system. You know, some places are easy and cheap to serve, but those outlying places that are, for whatever reason, more difficult, it's more expensive. And persuading private companies to invest when they're not going to make that money back easily is difficult.
Yeah. Fevzi, great speaking with you. Thank you. Fevzi Turkalp, editor of the Tech Advice site. Have a look at GadgetDetective.com.